This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
She inspired the nation, say President Mrs. Biden. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has died at the age of 96. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Rosalynn Carter was outwardly shy, with a soft southern accent, but had an iron will and was her husband Jimmy's closest White House advisor.
It's always been my wife of 63 years that made it possible for me to do whatever I've done.
And over the years, we've become not only friends and lovers, but partners.
Aides sometimes privately called her his co-president. Mrs. Carter sat in on cabinet meetings, represented her husband abroad, and pushed issues like mental health.
For too long, these people have not received the care they need.
They were the longest married first couple, more than 77 years, before Mrs. Carter died yesterday at their Georgia home. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, this morning, a show of support. Lots of fighting around another hospital in Gaza this morning. It's called the Indonesian Hospital. Thousands of patients and others have been sheltering there for weeks. And there's word that babies evacuated from Gaza's Shifa Hospital have now arrived in Egypt. Here at home, millions of us are expected to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday. The National Weather Service's Peter Mullinax with what you could face if you're traveling in the east.
One of the more notable impacts for Tuesday, especially maybe for air travel, will be winds. It will be pretty gusty up and down, basically from the Virginia Tidewater on north up into the interior northeast. And by Wednesday morning, we've got snow that's really starting to take shape across much of northern New England, again, staying rain along the I-95 corridor.
President Biden pardons two Thanksgiving turkeys today at the White House. The part of that Los Angeles freeway closed because of an arson fire reopened this morning. This is AP News. A warning this morning from South Korea to the north about a planned spy satellite. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
South Korea's military has warned North Korea not to go ahead with its planned spy satellite launch. A senior official has suggested South Korea could suspend an inter-Korean agreement to reduce tensions and resume frontline aerial surveillance in response. North Korea's first two attempts to put a spy satellite into space failed, and its promised third attempt has been delayed. Seoul officials say the delay likely was because the North's receiving Russian technology assistance, and the launch could happen in the coming days. The UN Security Council bans any satellite launches by North Korea because it views them as a disguised test of its missile technology. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Sugar is trading at the highest prices worldwide since 2011. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.